Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We are diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. Because who doesn't want that, right? I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights. And let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Bachrach. Today, we're talking about 8 ways to improve your self-discipline and accelerate your results. Entrepreneurs value self-discipline among other motivation practices. Now, this is because as a business owner, you are obviously solely responsible for yourself and your success. Your ideas, your decisions, your work ethics, and commitment to your goals should set you apart from your employees and serve as a way to motivate them to work even harder and better for your business. Now, even when you have set an important goal, having a required self-discipline can be challenging to achieve this goal. This is why many entrepreneurs work on having better self-discipline due to the many benefits it provides, like the ability to persevere, the power to achieve your goals, the ability to make even better decisions, and it builds self-control and inner strength. Even with the benefits that self-discipline provides, improving your self-discipline distinguishes a target-driven entrepreneur from just a regular business person. So let's explore 8 ways to improve your self-discipline that can help you be even more successful and take your business to the next level. The first one is know your strengths and weaknesses. Self-discipline is about knowing your strengths and weaknesses. Only when you know what your strengths and weaknesses are can you work on improving them or enhancing them. In business, there's a possibility that you face some challenges in your processes or workforce. By identifying these weaknesses in your process, you can make even better decisions that makes your firm stronger. As much as possible, delegate your weaknesses to someone or people who have it as their strength. When you know what you're good at or your strengths, you can work on getting even better at them and accelerate your results. Now, I don't recommend wasting time on improving weaknesses when they can be delegated to people who are really good at doing them. Focus on only what you're good at and only what you can do, and please delegate everything else. That's the goal as I see it. Number 2, identify your up times and down times. The best way to produce the best results is to know when your up time and down times are. When you identify these 2 different times, you then can control and structure your activities to take on more important tasks and produce better results during your up times or high energy times, and schedule less important tasks on your down times. Identifying these times improves your self-discipline and productivity considerably. Make sure you identify these times and activities in your time block calendar to help you be intentional with your very valuable time. For more information on time blocking your calendar for maximum effectiveness, check out an article I wrote by going to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/time_blocking. Number 3, get rid of temptations. Temptations can be the biggest enemies for many people. When you get rid of temptations, you improve your self-discipline instantly. If you choose to work at a specific time, simply put your phone on silent so you can eliminate the temptation of picking your phone up and wasting valuable hours scrolling through social media, for example. When you have fewer distractions, you can delve deeply into work and produce outstanding results that improve your self-discipline and conviction. Number 4, get support. Every entrepreneur needs a good, solid support system. With the right type of support, you can avoid harmful activities or habits that affect your productivity. When you need to perform even better, choose the right mentor or support group with the same goals that can match your tenacity and provide valuable advice when you need help. The right support goes a long way in improving your self-discipline. Your team members can also be an excellent support depending on what you need. And of course, you can always hire an accountability coach to help you with that support. Number 5, set crystal clear goals. The advantages of goal setting cannot be overemphasized. When you set very clear and specific goals, you have a direct path to the decisions and activities that need to be completed to achieve these goals. And with these clear goals, you have a defined target and an understanding of what success means to you. Keeping yourself focused and on track to achieve these goals improves your self-discipline very quickly. You may find it interesting and helpful to check out how your brain can help you with goal setting by going to accountabilitycoach.com/brain-helps-with-goal-setting. I found it interesting anyway and thought you might also. Number 6, create new habits. Numerous habits have been shown to improve productivity and performance. When you create new habits, you are dedicating yourself to their completion and challenging yourself as well. You are also motivating yourself to carry out these habits until they require no additional effort. By creating new habits or changing a habit to one that will better serve you and your goals, you are building your self-discipline by challenging yourself to carry out these habits daily. Number 7, win the battle with willpower. Your willpower is tied to your belief system. If you think you cannot succeed at something, you won't commit to the task and infuse the required time and dedication to its success. This will lead to you continuously failing at this task. It's like the definition of insanity. Delve deeply into your beliefs and understand why you react negatively to certain situations. Dredge up your limiting beliefs and expunge them by identifying why they exist and acknowledge the great results of squashing these limiting beliefs. When you win the willpower battle, you can focus on yourself and improve your self-discipline. Number 8, have a backup plan. It takes a lot of confidence and dedication to formulate one plan. When you have one plan, you exercise the highest discipline when working on that plan. You follow each instruction to the letter and ensure all the I's and T's are dotted and crossed. Now, if the plan fails, having a backup plan gets you back into action. It keeps your mind away from failure and gives you the freshness of opportunity. This improves your focus, provides clarity, and improves self-discipline. Your self-discipline can be the defining virtue that places you and your firm ahead of the game. Analyze your activities and use any or all of these 8 ways to improve your self-discipline. In time, you will reap the rewards of your self-discipline performance. Unlock a blueprint for creating and having your ideal business and your ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. After investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gain some insights and ideas that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to becoming the architect of your destiny. Please share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries, and of course, on accountabilitycoach.com. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles. Want more success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog and aim for what you want each and every day. Until next time, make it a great day. Today and every day. I appreciate you listening.